The second Sunday of Advent presents us the Gospel of St. Luke, where John the Baptist has an important mission to prepare the way for the Lord. As you already know, Advent means coming. Adventus, a Latin word, which is the meaning is the coming of our Lord. The Lord is coming, and today Saint John is preparing his way. Before we reflect more on this important mission of John the Baptist, which should also be our own mission to prepare the way for the Lord, let us first see the importance of the first lines of this Gospel. They are historical guidelines, historical data, very, very important to know precisely in this context when John began his ministry. This is not irrelevant. This is very, very important. We have very precise coordinates in this Gospel. We know that it was in the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar's reign, precisely when Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea, Herod in Galilee, and so on. In that time, John began to preach. What does it mean for us? Is this important for our faith? Yes, it is very, very important. This means that the Gospel is historical. The facts that we read in the Gospel are not stories made up by Luke, John, Matthew. No, they are facts, historical facts. And this historicity of the Gospel is proving the faith to be true. Why? The Gospel is not a book of history, of course, but the facts reported in it are historical facts. Jesus, accounted in the Gospel, came to preach, came to be born, came to be there in a moment, very precise moment, a historical moment. When he preached this Gospel, he finally died for us on the cross. And then the third historical fact is that he rose from the dead and he was seen alive by his disciples. Also, this is historical because it is a fact. As a fact is the beginning of John's preaching and the Gospel. If this is historical, we are facing something which happened in history. So, before Jesus Christ, there are two possibilities. Either you accept him as a historical person, the Son of God who came into the world, who died and rose from the dead, or you reject him. But if you reject him, you cannot simply reject Christ saying, this is a story. No. You are rejecting a fact. You are rejecting a faith which is not my own feeling, my own way of thinking of God. It is objective. If you reject Jesus Christ, you reject something objective. You are not, in that way, just getting rid of what you don't like. You are getting rid of a historical salvation. This changes everything. That's why, if you remember, in the Gospel, Jesus said, you can either be with me or you can only be against me if you reject me. No other choice. This is very, very important for us. When we believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, we believe in the Son of God who came into the world, who is incarnate, suffered, died, and rose from the dead. So the gospel is historical, while the message is supernatural. You see the unity between history and faith. Faith and history. This unity is important not to fall into sentimentalism. That is, by acknowledging religion as a feeling, something subjective, something that you need to overcome a very difficult moment in your life, as it is for many in our society. Religion as a tablet that you take when you feel a little bit down, downcast. No, religion is a fact. Jesus is a fact. His incarnation is there in history. You can accept it, or if you reject it, you take your responsibility, because you are rejecting the objectivity of God's coming with us, to us, and being with us. So this introduction is very important to always discover anew our faith in Jesus Christ, which has not to be a kind of idea, something that we just a tradition we have to follow in order to be still Christians. No, only the religion, which is the Christian religion, has this uniqueness to combine history and faith. In other words, to combine reason and faith. Faith and reason always together. And then, with this, we can understand the mission of John, the John the Baptist, coming to preach and to prepare the way for the Lord. You see, the historicity of the gospel is very important for us now to welcome the message of Saint John the Baptist. He is in the desert in a very precise moment. It is objective. And because he is there, this is not, again, a story. It is an objectivity. So his message, since it is true, is still compelling, still actual, still something for us, because it is historical and it is the message of salvation, preparing the way for the Lord. The reason we today can hear the gospel and put it into action is because John the Baptist is a real figure. And he preached the coming of our Lord, the Lord who truly came and saved us. You see, again, this preparation and this message of Saint John is exhorting us now with the same strength as before at his time to change our lives and to prepare the way for the Lord. John's proclamation is a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. This forgiveness has come through the blood of Christ. Of this blood, we have many witnesses testifying that Jesus died for us in order to save us on the cross and to give us eternal life. This way, I think, dear brothers and sisters, we can truly prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord. This coming is a call to repentance, a call to conversion, in order to be ready for Jesus. Again, if you do not welcome Jesus, there is no other choice than rejecting him and separating in this way yourselves from eternal salvation. So let us welcome this message of John the Baptist. Let's open our minds, our hearts, to be ready for the Lord. The Lord is coming. The Lord is with us. May John the Baptist intercede for us and give us strength and spiritual energy to follow this message and to be ready for the Lord with a very good confession and very good preparation for the coming of the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.